Well, I think the big thing here is to use the volatility in these markets to your advantage. You know, if we see markets go up, like last week, we were up roughly $2 in soybeans. We had gained 60 or 70 cents in corn. It gives you an opportunity to continue to make some new crop sales when everything falls off the way it did earlier this week and into last night. It's one of those times to sit back and just be patient and wait. We don't want to get ourselves overcommitted, but especially with the fact that the corn and the beans are not completely made and we don't know what's going to be out there. But it gives you an opportunity when you do see these markets move, especially to the upside, that you can get a little more sold. And then if you get to a point where you're 50, 60% sold and you're comfortable with that, sit back and relax, and let's see where we can go from there. If it continues to go up, maybe it gives us an opportunity to hedge, so we're not on the hook for the cash side of things.